Hi, Pastor Brandon here with our readings for Monday, January 6th. And we'll be reading Psalm 5, Genesis 6, 1, 7 through 10, and Matthew 3 as we continue in our reading plan themed Seek Him. Let's seek Him, shall we, as we go to Psalm chapter 5. Give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my groaning. Give attention to the sound of my cry, my King and my God, for to you do I pray. O Lord, in the morning you hear my voice. In the morning I prepare a sacrifice for you and watch. For you are not a God who delights in wickedness. Evil may not dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand before your eyes. You hate all evildoers. You destroy those who seek lies. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. But I, through the abundance of your steadfast love, will enter your house. I will bow down toward your holy temple in the fear of you. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before me, for there is no truth in their mouth. Their inmost self is destructive. Their throat is an open grave. They flatter with their tongue. Make them bear their guilt, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Because of the abundance of their transgressions, cast them out, for they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy and spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover him with favor as with a shield. Genesis chapter 6, 1 through 7, 10. When man began to multiply on the face of the land, and the daughters were born to them, the sons of God saw that the daughters of man were attractive, and they took as their wives any they chose. Then the Lord said, My spirit shall not abide in man forever, for he is flesh. His days shall be 120 years. The Nephilim were on the earth in those days, and also afterward, when the sons of God came into the daughters of man, and they bore children to them, there were the mighty men who were of old, the men of renown. The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord regretted that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him to his heart. So the Lord said, I will blot out man whom I have created from the face of the land, man and animals, and creeping things, and birds of the heavens, for I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his generation. Noah walked with God. And Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now, the earth was corrupt in God's sight, and the earth was filled with violence. And God saw the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth. And God said to Noah, I have determined to make an end to all flesh, for the earth is filled with violence through them. Behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make yourself an ark of gopher wood, make rooms in the ark, and cover it inside and out with pitch. This is how you are to make it. The length of the ark, 300 cubits, its breadth, 50 cubits, and its height, 30 cubits. Make a roof for the ark, and finish it to a cubit above, and set the door of the ark in its side. Make it with lower, second, and third decks. For behold, I will bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh in which is the breath of life under heaven. Everything that is on the earth shall die, but I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall come into the ark, you, your sons, your wife, and your sons' wives with you. And of every living thing of all flesh you shall bring two of every sort into the ark, to keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female, of the birds according to their kinds, and of the animals according to their kinds, and every creeping thing on the ground according to its kind. Two of every sort shall come in to you to keep them alive. Also take with you every sort of food that is eaten, and store it up. It shall serve as food for you and for them. Noah did this. He did all that God commanded him. Then the Lord said to Noah, "Go into the ark, you and all your household, for I have seen that you are righteous before me in this generation. Take with you seven pairs of all clean animals, the male and his mate, and a pair of the animals that are not clean, the male and his mate, and seven pairs of the birds of the heavens, also male and female, to keep their offspring alive on the face of the earth. For in 7 days I will send rain on the earth, 40 days and 40 nights, and every living thing that I have made I will blot out from the face of the ground." And Noah did all that the Lord had commanded him. Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters came upon the earth. And Noah and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him went into the ark to escape the waters of the flood, of clean animals and of animals that are not clean, and of birds and of everything that creeps on the ground. Two and two, male and female, went into the ark with Noah, as God had commanded Noah. And after 7 days, the waters of the flood came upon the earth. Matthew chapter 3. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." For this is he who was spoken by the prophet Isaiah when he said, "The voice of the one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." Now John wore a garment of camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locust and wild honey. Then Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region about the Jordan were going out to him, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit in keeping with repentance. And do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham. Even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Then Jesus came from Galilee to Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." This is the word of the Lord, and these are the readings for Monday, January 6, 2020. As we look at our readings, I really want to turn back to Genesis in particular, and I want to talk about the flood. I want to talk about what God does here. Because a lot of people in this day and age in our culture view God as a big bully with just rules and rules and regulations, and they treat him like a big bully. But in reality, God's not a bully. God is grace-filled and full of mercy. It pains him to cause the flood. It pains him to bring the flood. I would even dare say God doesn't want to do this. It says that he regretted ever making man because of what he had to do. Thing is, we had screwed up creation so much, we left God with no other choice but to bring the flood. And it's not something that God desires, but it's something that God needed to do. And it pained him. He mourns over this. I mean, and it grieved him to his heart, verse 6 says. It grieved him to his heart what was about to happen. This is the same God who saves Noah's family, who doesn't put an end to humanity, but is a God of second and even third chances, fourth chances, fifth chances. And we see that throughout the Old Testament. God is a loving, forgiving God. He is so loving and forgiving, he sent Jesus into this world. The one who John said, I'm not even worthy to carry his sandals. He sent Jesus into this world so that we could be saved. That we too can board the ark of salvation. And that's what Jesus comes to bring, a new ark of salvation. And we get the opportunity to board that through our faith in Christ. Today's prayer point for Monday is in community. Pray for unity, peace, and power, for reconciliation and deeper relationships in our family of families. Pray for all of us to live each day with Jesus in community and on mission. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray for the unity that you bring and that only you can bring through your Spirit, Lord. We pray for your unity that you bring in that precious Spirit, your Holy Spirit, and Lord, that it would bring peace amongst us. It would bring power. It would descend like fire. Lord, that you would reconcile the relationships that are broken. And you would help us dive deeper in relationships with each other. Lord, help us to live with you, with each other, and to be on mission. Go with us now, Lord. Help us continually, daily, to choose Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you all. I'll be speaking with you tomorrow.